was going to say I didn't get arrested. That's not true. But I didn't get into too much serious trouble until I was falsely arrested once. And my brother, I have a younger brother who's 4 years younger than I am, and he had been up in Connecticut. When my dad died, my mom was an addict, so there wasn't any supervision. And my brother was 4 years younger, I was 15, and my sister 2 years younger. So we kind of took care of ourselves, I guess. And he was up in Connecticut visiting some friends, and he was driving this blue van. It was his van, but I had insured it because it was cheaper for me as the older brother to insure it. And he happened to be in the vicinity of a bar in close to Middletown, Connecticut, where somebody walked into the bar with a sawed-off shotgun and blew a few people away.
Oh, my God.
And they picked my brother up then and questioned him because he, you know, like me, he had long hair, and he was a tough guy, a lot bigger than I am. And then after questioning him, they decided, well, he wasn't the guy, but they had his license plate, I guess, and they put out an APB because somebody saw New York plates, Connecticut. Then they finally came to where we lived. So we were upstairs, and knock on the door, and I go down to open the door, and all of a sudden I have a .45 to the back of my head, and lots of police officers running up the stairs, running me up the stairs. I asked them, as we got to the top of the stairs, I said, what are you charging me with? And they said, murder. And I said, murder? They said, yeah, triple homicide. And then I started laughing because, of course, it seemed unlikely. I knew I hadn't killed three people.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'd heard these stories from the other boys that I boxed with, that this kind of stuff happened all the time to them, that they were arrested and rousted off the streets because they were black. I thought, well, laughing must have been a little disturbing to the police officers because they probably thought I was a maniac for all I know. And then they took me and my brother, because he was there, handcuffed down to the police station. But before that happened, they took us down the stairs, and we were living in a Portuguese section of Mineola. And these were a lot of folks who had to leave Portugal when the communists took over. Their life wasn't so good, and they most certainly didn't trust the police.
Yeah.
So we came down the stairs. And there's me and my brother, and then all of our neighbors who I liked, and they liked us, and they used to crush grapes with them, of course, drink very potent wine, go to pig roasts in the backyard. And my neighbors came out and told the police they weren't taking me, and I knew they were armed. So I was in the middle here, and I didn't want me to get shot or anybody else to get shot. So I finally talked them down. I said, it's a mistake, don't worry about it, they're going to let me go. And they backed off, and then the police, I think, were happy because they actually said to me, thank you for doing that. We knew these guys were armed, and I knew they were armed because they didn't trust authority. I understand that.
Yeah.
We went to the police station, my brother and I, for about four hours, and they interrogated us. And I said to the police officer several times, I said, this is a mistake. Here's the story my brother told me when he was up in Connecticut. He had been taken in because somebody went in and shot three people in this bar. Why don't you check with Connecticut and see what they thought? And they didn't believe me, so fine. You know, they keep interrogating us, insisting I had done it. And then 4 hours later, the sergeant came back and he said, oh, we made a mistake. I said, yeah, I tried to tell you that about 4 hours ago. So they had one of the rookies take us